Pastor John Amachukwu. How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful, Kathy. It's a wonderful thing to join you today.
Yes, thank you so much. Preacher, activist, author, you destroy school board, liberal school board members often on social media. Thank you so much for being here. Listen, I wanted to bring in, I had a caller who's been holding for a while. Dave, yes. I wanted to bring him in because I think his comment is going to flow very well with what I wanted to talk with you about, and then we can discuss it. Dave, how you doing?
I'm well. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What are you thinking?
I was just listening to your comments about DEI, and let me just start by saying, okay, I'll play along. Let's assume DEI works. It's a good thing. We're going to use it, but let's use it everywhere. And the one place I would like to start would be professional sports.
then women will have no place.
Well, no. I'm not going to go down that road. I'm going to say, if you look at the NBA, 89% African-American. You look at the NFL, 69% African-American. Now, according to DEI, that's a little heavy on one side. So here's why DEI won't work. Because if they incorporated that into those two professional sports, you would see ratings drop, the product would suffer, money, they lose big money, and they can't have that. So if we're going to champion something like DEI, let's do a litmus test. Let's start with professional sports and see how the product turns out.
Yeah. Probably not so well. I think what we're experiencing is that it's not working so well at all. Let me just say, Mark, I know you were on hold for a long time. Feel free to call back. I would plug you right back in. But Pastor John, what do you say to that? Should we, is DEI working? Should we keep it? What's going on?
No, DEI is insanity. It also leads to mental atrophy. You know, what's amazing is the people who want diversity, equity, and inclusion, they want it on their terms. They don't want true diversity. They don't want diversity of thought. They don't want differing opinions. More so, they don't want Christian opinions.
Right.
That's why there's so much anti-Christian bigotry that's accepted and embraced in our culture today. Take a look at the Olympics and what happened. The desecration of the Lord's Supper.
Yeah.
That took place for millions and millions of people to see. Now, they wouldn't do that to Allah.
Oh, no. Heads would literally be rolling.
Literally.
Literally. Heads would be detached from bodies.
that's exactly right. But, you know, Christianity has become the religion that you can just, for the lack of better words, defecate upon and treat any kind of way that you so desire. And it's really become a corrupt and sinister thing. But hey, America is complicit with what took place at the Olympics.
Yeah.
We did the same thing to Easter Sunday with Transgender Day of Visibility. And so when you begin to look at what happened at the Olympics, and what Americans allow on Easter Sunday and in our local public schools, we're going in the wrong direction, all in the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
But it couldn't happen if people weren't so cowardly, and specifically Christians, and specifically, yes, with the exclusion of you, pastors, if they weren't such cowards, right? The word of God says that you can only come into a strong man's home if you bind him up first, right? You can't come into a strong man's home who is strong and has good defenses if he is awake and vigilant and ready for you. You can only come in and do what you want in his home and with his family if you first bind him up. And we've been bound up as Christians, as a nation, and I want to extend this even beyond Christians, because, you know, I saw a lot of this even with Vivek. He is a practicing Hindu, but I tell you no lie, and I would say it often, he behaves more like a Christian than most Christians I know. It's just he's not morally compromised from that perspective. He understands that there is such a thing as truth. Whether he is aligned with it, as you and I may see it or not, it doesn't matter so much for this particular conversation that we have a nation that just refused to stand up. Everyone is just behaving like a bunch of cowards.
Yes, they are. And guess what? For the Christians, for the believers who behave like cowards, theirs is hell's fire. The Bible talks about this in Revelations 21, verse 8. It gives 8 reasons why people will be thrown into the lake of fire. And that first reason is for being a coward. And, you know, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. But we do know that fear has torment. Within that, we know that cowardice is not a fruit of the spirit. And so where does this fear come from? It comes from self-reliance. It comes from mankind depending on him or herself. But our hope, our truth is not placed upon man's shoulder. It was placed upon the back of Jesus. And so we must trust in God to empower us to say what needs to be said and do what needs to be done. I believe that DEI needs to be removed from every sphere of education and the public square in this country. We need to get rid of it. America is a meritocracy. We don't need to be supporting DEI and training and crafting the hearts and the minds of our children to become unrighteous and secular.
I appreciate you so much, Pastor. You are an equal opportunity offender. And I know this to be true because it takes one to know one. And I believe that you just have to speak truth. And for those who would say, oh, my God, I can't believe he just talked about Jesus and said the name of Jesus and talked about, you know, the Bible and sin and people going to hell. Did you say anything when the transgender parody of the Last Supper took place? Not just on national media, but around the world. Did you have the courage to say something to them? Because they literally took whole chapters out of the book of Revelation and defiled it. Yeah. So it was very biblically aligned, but just from the perspective of evil.
You're so right. Consider this, the Hawk Tua girl. Are you familiar with her?
I mean, I tell you no lie. I went on your Twitter page yesterday and I saw you coming mm-hmm. out of the elevator and you said that word and I yes. Googled it. That was my first time ever knowing what that was. I don't know how I feel about that, Pastor, but I was like, OMG, is this what people been talking about?
That's exactly what people have been talking about, Mrs. Kathy.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that became a household term and thing for a while that everyone was essentially celebrating.
I had no idea. You're right. I mean, I had no idea what that was until last night when I Googled it. And when I figured it out, I'm thinking all the conservatives who were like blowing this girl up. I'm like, why were they blowing? Phyllis, stay there, Phyllis. I'm coming to you right now.
Yes, I don't know why, but at the end of the day, it was some young Caucasian girl who was glorifying.
But
we celebrated that, but now we're shocked and outraged over the Olympics.
Yeah, that is so true. You know what? I think Phyllis is going to help us with this part of the conversation, Pastor. Phyllis from Atlantic City. Hey, Phyllis.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Phyllis, how are you doing?
I am so glad that my call got picked up while the pastor was on. Because, yes, I'm a very spiritual person. I've followed my Catholic faith all my life, meaning I'm 70 years old. I went to Israel to feel that spiritualness that the land is given that all of our religions started from. And what is going on in our country is so immorally horrible. I mean, people actually believe that Biden can fix the climate. I said to one woman, is he God? Only God can take care of that. But people don't want to know that. They want all this smoke to be blown up their back end just because they don't like Trump. It's the old thing of don't judge a person by their cover. Read the whole book. And do these people not want morals back in our country?
Well, they have a set of morals. It just doesn't align with anything that produces life. Phyllis, thank you so much for calling in. Pastor, what do you say to Phyllis?
I believe that Phyllis is right. I'll just say there's much truth to what she's saying, but we must keep in mind that the deception that is taking place today is all intentional. Yes. And only people who don't understand what's behind the big lie, where these things are headed, and how there are Marxist atheists who have crept into our country, into our society that seeks to destroy us, but more so to attack the family, religion, and property. These are Marxists, and so we must call them out.
I agree completely. I want to pivot real quick, Pastor. Well, actually, no, I'm not going to pivot so much because I'm thinking you're a pastor, you're an activist. Most people would say it's like water and oil. You should not mix politics and religion, and yet you do it so effortlessly. But mm-hmm. in our culture, we don't want to talk about any of that. We just want to, you know, and I keep asking them, well, how is secularism doing for us right now? Look at the inflation. Look at our open borders. Look at our children riddled with anxiety. Look at, I mean, we're chemically castrating little boys. And lately, they've removed all age limits. So it can start whenever. There's no restrictions to when a child can start the transition process. Secularism is not working out. Humanism is not working out so well for us right now. And we're not progressively becoming good. You know, like that's the concept behind progressivism is that we are progressing in our moral character and we no longer need these man-made rules to keep us in check. We're evolved. We can keep ourselves in check. That is literally the concept behind progressivism. And I look around and I'm like, yeah, this ain't so good.
So true. You know, as Jesus' followers, we are caught between two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and whatever kingdom in which we reside here on earth. We have become a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light, according to 1 Peter 2:9. As a royal priesthood, we have been called to be kings and priests unto God. He has renewed the commission he gave to Adam and Eve back in the garden. What's more, the Lord has made us Christ ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Many people assume this ambassadorship is just a metaphor. Our real work is mere evangelism and not political in any real sense, they tell us. But what could be more political than representing another kingdom here on earth?
As an ambassador.
As an ambassador. And so Christians must understand that the Bible is a biblical political document, and we are the ambassadors of another kingdom because we have dual citizenship of heaven and of earth.
I love it. And if you guys want to hear more of this, Pastor, tell them how they can hear more of what it is that what you're talking about right now. In addition to, I saw on your Twitter page, you got something coming up on August 24th.
Yes, see you at the library day alongside Kirk Cameron. You can go to Brave thestoryhour.com and register to become a host. We are going to be present in all 50 states. If you're sick of the woke left perverting libraries, take over a library in your local area and set up a Brave Story Hour day. And go to iknowgod.us. That's my website, iknowgod.us, and you can follow me and support me there.
I love it. Pastor John, thank you so much. Thank you for being so generous with your time.